Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning, everybody. We are back with the EPNET Top Level Monday Motivational Call. We are broadcasting live from Las Vegas, Nevada. It's very early here. I've actually been up since about 4 o'clock this morning because my body is still on East Coast time. Now, I know some of you, I know it's 10 o'clock on the East Coast, but Charles and I are dragging a little bit this morning trying to get adjusted to this Las Vegas time. But good morning. We are so glad that you were able to join us this morning once again for the EPNET Top Level Monday Motivation Call. And we call this the Top Level Monday Motivational Call because we have spoken it out into the atmosphere that we are going to the top in 2014. We are speaking out restoration, uncommon favor, and double blessings for 2014. Well, and you know, not just 2014, we're speaking it out for 2014 and beyond. Amen. I just believe that everything that we lost over the last 10 years will be recovered. Lost years, lost money, lost relationships, and, you know, even some lost ideas. It's going to be restored, y'all. Do y'all believe it? I believe it. So I want you to touch your phone and say these words. I am restored and will receive everything the enemy stole over the last 10 years. I am restored and will receive back everything the enemy stole over the last 10 years. I believe if you spoke that simple sentence into the atmosphere, that your life will change. Speak that out every single day and just watch everything in your life start lining up for the better. So it is spoken. It is so. I am Teresa Royale Brown, President of Entrepreneurs and Professionals Network, EPNET. And on behalf of my husband, Charles, and myself, we just want to thank you for joining us on this call this morning. And once again, we just never take it for granted that you are taking the time out to fellowship with us and get motivated, because we know how busy everybody is. But, you know, sometimes you just got to take a pause. Take some time for yourself and really, really, really take some time to be motivated. And for those of you who don't know, Charles and I, we're honoring our commitment. We made a commitment in January of this year to do these calls for you each and every single week, to jumpstart you, to motivate you, to inspire you. And we also want to give you a little bit of substance so you stay the course and on track in your business. And I know there's a few people on the call this morning that have not stepped out there yet into the world of entrepreneurship, but we are believing that your business will also come forth this year. Can you believe that? I hope and pray that you believe that with me today, because if you are believing God for your business, it is going to come forth this year. Now, each Monday, I try to do a little recap of our weekend, and unfortunately, I don't really have a weekend recap for y'all. Me and Charles have just been traveling. So we've been on back-to-back trips, working, doing business, moving and shaking. But I believe things will calm down for us a little bit by next week. But we thank God for the opportunities that are being presented to us, and just keep us in prayer. So that's our weekend recap. One word, travel. But anyway, I am hopeful that all of you are starting off this week re-energized and ready to receive all of God's blessings on your life. So at this time, I am pleased to announce that He is rolling with me one more time, guys. He is rolling with me. He's here with me in Vegas. He's going to be speaking with me in Vegas. None other than my amazing husband,
Charles Brown, Vice President, Entrepreneurs and Professionals Network, Etnet. And once again, good morning, good morning, good morning to everyone. It is early here. It is early here. It is not the regular 10 a.m., but we are up and moving. Really hope everybody had a good weekend. And yes, we are down here ready to pour into the lives of others this week and just really believing for great things this week. And each week we actually have a lot of new people on the call. And a lot of times when we have new people on the call, the question is, who is Etnet and what do we do?
Well, Etnet is a business building organization. I should say rather a business relationship building organization. And what does that mean? We believe that you need to build relationships in order to get new clients and new prospects in your business. You have to build relationships, guys. And Etnet helps you build those relationships by hosting networking events, seminars, workshops, retreats. And we also have our awesome end-of-the-year Legacy Awards Ball. And we like to call our events experiences because the experience we give is one that's warm, it's friendly, it's interactive, and it's a little bit of fun. Because we want you to be treated and feel like family when you are at an Etnet experience. So make sure that when you get a chance, stop by one of our wonderful experiences, I should say, so you can grow your business and your bottom line.
Yes, yes, they are experiences. The dinner especially is an experience. And I tell people all the time, the dinner itself, it really is the closest thing on the East Coast that you will find to the Academy Awards. If you haven't been there, definitely come out, network with us, celebrate with us this year. We're definitely looking forward to seeing you all there. And before we get too deep into the call this morning, of course, we want to open up the way that we normally do with a word of prayer, whether it's the beginning of the call or the beginning of the event or even the beginning of the dinner. We always start off the exact same way because we want to make sure we don't forget where we came from and how we started. For those of you on the call with us, feel free to bow with us. If you are rolling with us in your car, definitely keep your eyes open, but be with us in spirit. Father, we just come to you right now giving thanks once again. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity and time just to come together in fellowship. We thank you, Father, for divine connections, continual blessings upon blessings. Father, we just thank you for every hand, for every heart on the phone right now that is just in unity. Father, we just ask that you bless everyone on the call right now from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. Continue to bless their businesses, bless them and their families, bless them even in their bottom line and in their connections. All these things we lift up to you in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. And as Teresa mentioned earlier, we do these calls to uplift, motivate, and inspire entrepreneurs because a lot of times many of us who work for ourselves, a lot of times, you know, we just feel like, you know what, I'm out here by myself. I'm doing this on my own. I don't have anyone to help me. And a lot of times it can get overwhelming. Both of us, you know, we really understand just the lives of the entrepreneur because we live the same lives. She's full-time as an entrepreneur myself. I work full-time and run my business. So I know a lot of you, you know, still working and trying to run your business, burning the candles at both ends, trying to make things work, and just really putting a lot into it. And a lot of times there is that feeling that, you know what, not sure how I'm going to make this thing work. So we're here to help. We're here to support. We're here once again to uplift and motivate and kind of help, you know, get everybody started just for the week. It is Monday. Now, for those that don't know, the Etnet organization was started in 2006 when Teresa grew tired of not being able to find events, workshops where she could, like, actually meet like-minded individuals and get leads and just, you know, bounce ideas off each other. So over the years, we met a lot of great people through Etnet, Entrepreneurs and Professionals Network, and we see that the deals and connections are made at every Etnet, I'm not going to say event, Etnet experience. Therefore, we invite you to come out, grow your business, and your bottom line with us.
All right. All right. Well, we hope to see as many of you as possible real soon. Okay. Y'all know what time it is. Do you know what time it is?
I know what time it is. It's 3 hours behind the time on the East Coast.
it is time for our Monday Motivational Affirmation. Now, I know that it is early in the morning here, and if me and Charles is up this early trying to do our motivational affirmation, then I know all of you need to be joining in with us. So let me see who's on the call. Let me shout a few people out, because I want everybody to stand up, whatever you are, and repeat this affirmation. Let me see who's on the call today. Lady Victoria Cooper, all the way from Orlando, Florida. You know, I just absolutely love Lady Victoria Cooper. She is one of our faithful Monday Motivational Call listeners. Now, this woman is calling all the way from Orlando, so I know my Maryland folks got to be on the call. Let me see. Nicole Bailey is on the call. Good morning, Lady Nicole Bailey. I love Nicole Bailey, too. I'm going to say that about everybody. I love her. I love him. I love her. Because y'all know who I am. But I absolutely adore Nicole Bailey. Hi, dear. How are you? Coletta Orr is on the call this morning. Lady Coletta, I hope you are standing up. Everybody, I want you to stand up and repeat this affirmation after us. I see Lady Rosetta Thompson is on the call. Lady Rosetta, good to see you, my dear. And our dear friend and also one of our EPNET faithful supporters, Lee Willis. Brother Lee Willis is on the call this morning.
Brother Lee is on the call.
Brother Lee is on the call. Woohoo! Lee! Good to see you, buddy. And I see my dear friend, Lady Tina Harmon, is on the call this morning. Good to see you. Good to see you, Lady Tina. Lady Bug Tina. I want everybody, please, stand it on up and repeat this affirmation after us. I see Lady Tanisha Taylor's on the call. Tanisha, are you standing up? I hope that you are ready to repeat this affirmation, because I'm going to be looking at you, lady. All right. Y'all ready?
I don't think they know we can see them.
Yeah, we can't see y'all. Y'all know that, right? As everybody starts laughing. We can see y'all. All right, so let's say it out loud and proud. Speak it into the atmosphere like you really believe it. Make me believe it, y'all. Okay, let's go, Charles.
I am
an entrepreneur.
An entrepreneur. I am
dynamic.
Dynamic. I am
courageous.
Courageous. I am
outstanding.
Outstanding. I am
amazing.
Amazing.
All right, come on, y'all. Now, y'all know y'all didn't put y'all hand motions in it. Now, when you are speaking out that you are amazing, you got to put your hands in it. You got to put your body in it. I want you to jump up. Matter of fact, today, I want you to jump up and down, if you can, and say, I am amazing. Lady Victoria, I know I'm going to see you jumping up and down. Tanisha, I'm going to see you jumping. Tina, come on now. Get up from them desk, y'all, and jump up and say, you are amazing. So we're going to do that one more again. Go ahead, Charles.
I am
amazing. I know y'all laughing. I know I can see it. I can just hear the laughter all the way here in Las Vegas.
Amazing.
Oh, right. I felt it that time. I felt it. All right, sweetie.
I am
consistent.
Consistent. I am
remarkable.
Remarkable. I am.
And I am blessed.
Blessed.
And highly.
Highly.
Favored.
Favored.
Mm-hmm.
And I am.
And I am taking my business to the top.
Taking my business to the top.
All right, guys. Do y'all believe it?
Yes.
Do y'all really believe it?
I believe it.
Okay, guys, if you believe it, I want you to high-five yourself, high-five the phone, high-five somebody with you, high-five the steering wheel if you are driving, and say those words loud and proud that I am taking my business to the top.
I'm taking my business to the top.
All right. Woo-hoo.
And we have to forget entrepreneurs. As we are taking our business to the top and doing the work that we are doing every day, we have to turn around, reach back, grab somebody else's hand, and pull them right along with us, support somebody else, and help somebody else's business also.
Yes, yes. And, you know, we sing this affirmation before each and every AppNet experience because we believe, and I'm saying that deep in my spirit today, we believe if you keep speaking out a specific thing into the atmosphere about our lives, our families, our businesses, that it will come to pass. Not that it might come to pass. Not that it may come to pass. It will indeed come to pass. Therefore, you got to speak life, guys. Speak life. Speak good things. Speak positivity. And watch your life. Watch your family. Watch your business. And watch your circumstances change.
And yes, they will. We've been watching them change, and they continue to change for the better.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now, everybody, last week, the one and only Teresa Royal Brown, FNET's president, gave a powerful word, and her topic was help. I'm stuck and can't get past it. Strategies to stay resilient despite life and business challenges. What a powerful call it was. It broke some chains, broke down some barriers in the lives of many who were on the call, and it indeed was a blessing to me. And I know that Teresa was blessed to be able to finally share her testimony. A lot of people commented on it. A lot of people got in contact with her just in regards to this testimony and actually saying how much it really helped them, touch their lives, and I actually opened the door for them to talk about some things in their own personal lives also. It was a phenomenal call. And if you missed it, check out the replay on our website, www.epnetonline.com. Need the spelling? EPNETONLINE.com. And click on the box that says Monday Motivational Call.
Yes, yes, yes. Indeed, it was a powerful call last week. And the strategies I shared, I know they will help you get through, get over, and get past whatever your it is. And indeed, it was a very heart-wrenching time for Charles and I last year when we lost our child due to the car accident that we were in. But I did feel led to share that testimony because so often we don't know how our test is really meant to help somebody else. Now, you might be going through something, but what you're going through is not for you. What you're going through is to help someone else get through their test. And I just appreciate all the wonderful, encouraging emails, phone calls, text messages. They were pouring in, and I know we were in the Virgin Islands, but I was trying to answer them as we were running around to our different meetings. But I just wanted to let you guys know that I appreciate each and every one of you, and I know it was a reason that God laid it on my heart to share that testimony, and it was not only to free me, but it freed a whole lot of other people as well. But I do want to apologize to all of you because I know I told you guys last week that I would be putting out the strategies. It was about 18 or 19 of them. It was a lot of them, and I went through them kind of quickly, so for those of you who did not hear the call, I promise you I will put those strategies out inside the event feed so you can see what they were. But again, I do apologize for that. We have just been on so much travel, I just didn't get a chance to do that. But I will put those strategies out because I've been getting some emails about them. They were very powerful. They will help you. So whatever you're going through and that you can't get unstuck from, those strategies will help. So they will be out shortly, so be on the lookout for that. Again, if you did miss the call last week, I put it out on my Facebook page yesterday. But you can always go to evnetonline.com and click on the Monday Motivational Call box. Those replays will bless your socks off. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right, so this morning, before we begin, please make sure you take out your iPads, your notebooks, your iPhones, and if you're like me, take out a piece of paper and a pen, because I'm still kind of old school. But it is my honor to introduce to some and present to others my husband, who is a man of God, a counselor, an educator, a family advocate, and also the vice president of FNET, none other than my husband, Charles L. Brown, Jr. Let's give it up for him.
I was starting to wonder who that was you was introducing. I started clapping myself.
You're funny.
I'm like, what? All that? All of that? Thank you. Thank you very much, Dave, for that wonderful introduction. And, of course, Teresa's on last week. I'm on this week. And I think next week we're going to start up again with some more guests we're going to have on the call and everything. But a couple of things we wanted to share over the past couple of weeks, especially since we're traveling. And, of course, you know, when you're on the grind, you got to get up there and do everything that you need to do. Teresa loves this traveling thing. I've been flying for years, but after all these years, I still don't like it. But I got to do what I got to do. Oh, my goodness. So we are going to start off this morning, and as a lot of you saw on Facebook, the title of what we're going to talk about this morning, Stopping the Crabs and the Barrel Mentality. Are you part of the solution or part of the problem? Now, in the entrepreneur community, a lot of you know, even though it is a motivational call, just like family, sometimes we have to stop and just really deal with some stuff. We see these things happening on a regular basis. I think everybody's heard at least the expression at one time or another, crabs in the barrel mentality. And, of course, it comes from, you know, the simple fact that you put crabs in a barrel or a bucket, but whatever it is, as one is starting to get to the top, another will reach up, claw that leg, and pull it right back down. And these are some of the things that we're continually seeing in entrepreneurship. People are, you know, giving us calls. Of course, we do networking events and things like that. And because we build business relationships, people will call, they'll share, they'll text, they'll email. I can't believe this happened to me. I can't believe that happened to me. I thought this person was my friend. I thought this person was on my side. And it's just story after story after story. And before you know it, these things get out. They hurt people's businesses, hurt relationships. And I think we all should know business should not be about hurt. Should not be about hurt at all. And I thought of this topic once again because we're in Las Vegas. That's my second time in Vegas this year. It came out in January. And was actually meeting with a whole other group. It was actually a pretty affluent group. Pretty much most of everybody in the room was millionaires. And needless to say, I'm out here last January just really starting to build relationships in regards to this particular group. And there was a time where we started networking. And they said, get with somebody you don't know, and everybody's doing introductions. So as I'm speaking with a man, and he happened to be from the state of Montana, never been to Montana, never thought about going to Montana, but this man is in Montana, and he was doing his business, was taking off, he's doing real well and everything like that, and he asked me where I was from. And I said, well, I'm from the Washington, D.C. area. He said, oh, what part? I'm pretty familiar with that area. I said, well, we live in Bowie, and we're right there, you know, Prince George's County. Not expecting this, a blank stare. And I'm thinking, did I say something wrong? And he's like, oh, Prince George's, I know it well. I'm like, really? Can you explain? He's like, well, And he went into detail. I can't go into everything he said. He just went into detail of very negative business experiences. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm almost all the way on the West Coast speaking to a man from Montana, and he can tell me about where I'm actually doing business and the crabs and the barrel mentality that he experienced in our area. So the reputation has literally gotten almost all over the country. So it's like, okay, what is going on and how can we help? And a lot of times you'll hear us say with EdNet, it's all about business relationships. One of the things we try to do is come against this mentality, because we've seen it over and over and over again. Actually, seen Teresa and I have seen situations over and over. We've seen literally someone destroy someone else's business, literally destroy someone's business to the point where they had to start over, didn't apologize, had no concern about it. Oh, well, that's business, and kept moving. Now, entrepreneurs, if you are an entrepreneur, a lot of us say we're entrepreneurs. If we're an entrepreneur, that means that God has given you a vision for your business. And when you have that vision for your business, you have to sit down, write it down, and run with your vision. Another thing we see in regards to this crabs and a barrel mentality is a lot of people copy. And they're copying off someone else, they're stealing other people's ideas. And as I'm saying that, I'm thinking about Sister Sylvia, who says, hey, that was my idea. And so when you have your own idea, run with your idea and don't look to the left or the right. Now, this particular call this morning, I'm going to have 5 things that you can actually, you know, use in your own business to make sure that you're part of the solution. But at the same time, we're going to give a couple of scriptures in here, too, just certain things we're supposed to be doing. If you want to write this down, the first one is 1 Thessalonians 5:11, which says, exhort one another and build each other up, even as also ye do. Some of the things that we should be doing as entrepreneurs is continually exhorting one another, building each other up. It's not about me. It's not about my business. It can't be about the money. We exhort one another to do great things in their business, to do great things in your lives. The other one is Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but such as is good for edifying. And as we start this Monday, as we start this whole brand new week, we have to ask the question, who have we been edifying? Who am I going to edify today? One of the things Teresa talked about last week in moving forward is having that prayer time. Sometimes in that prayer time, we can even ask, you know what, God, please open the door that I can edify, that I can exhort at least 3 people today. I want to be a blessing. I want to help somebody else's life, help somebody else's business, do something for someone else. Because in business, and a lot of times, you know, people kind of miss the mark because the world tells us something else. The world tells us to focus on the money. But in business, if you help people, and what I do in my business is help families. And what I tell the people on my team is, the more you help the families, the money will come. Don't focus on the money. The more you reach out and help the families, the money will come. You won't have to worry about that. So, 5 quick ways to be a part of the solution. And some of them I've already covered pretty much. The first one is actually the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Really simple. How do you want to be treated? How do you treat yourself? The way that you're treating other people in business, would you treat yourself that way? The second one is set your goals and stick with them. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Now, as I'm saying that, I'm actually starting to think about something that I've done before, kind of look to the left, look to the right, had my goals, knew what I wanted to do, and my business was running with it. And no offense to anybody in an MLM. If you're in an MLM and that's your number one thing, run with it and do it well. But I allowed myself to look to the left, look to my right, jumped in this business, jumped in that business, and before you know it, it didn't work. Because you know why? That was not what God called me to do. So I had to keep the main thing, which I know some of you who have been on the call on a regular basis have heard us talk about. Learned that from Bishop T.D. Jakes. Keep the main thing, and you will see your business grow and continue to move forward. The third one is encourage three people every day. Encourage three people every day. Doesn't even have to be in business. We were on our way, I'm trying to remember, babe, was it on our way to St. Thomas or on the way back? And it was actually the security lady. And, you know, when you're going through security at the airport, people really don't want to deal with each other. Sometimes they can be pretty nasty. But this had to be the nicest security person in the world. And I actually said that out loud, and Teresa went and spoke to her. We got her name and everything and put together. I'm trying to remember exactly what the name of it is, but we filled out a form just to say she was an excellent employee and she was doing a wonderful job. So we just really want to encourage her. We said that to her, just put a big smile on her face, and it's just good to be a blessing. Number four is create an affirmation. Now, I know we have an affirmation that we do on the call every week. Create an affirmation that is specific to your goals, to your business, what you want to move forward and do, whether it's over the next day, week, month, or years. Make sure you're using words like I will and not I want. I've heard some affirmations before. I want to do this. I want to do that. I will. What you speak is what's going to happen. I will accomplish this. I will accomplish that. And that's actually a faith word also. The last one is focus on helping others and the money will come, with what we were just talking about. The bottom line is we are in business for money. Somebody's got to pay the bill. But once again, as you help others, if that is the focus and you're helping families, you're helping other individuals, the money will come. You won't have to worry about that at all. And those are the five this morning. It's quick and to the point. Hope you guys learned a lot from this morning. Hope you got a lot out of it. Once again, crabs in the barrel mentality, or are you part of the problem or the solution? Our belief, our hope, and our prayer is that everybody on this call, everybody that is connected with Etnet is a part of the solution, and all of us together as we build these business relationships can make sure that everybody eats, everybody's successful, everybody grows, and we can help one another to get to the top. Thanks for listening.
Wow. And so y'all know Charles don't even really talk that much. But he was just going for it this morning. Good job, honey. Good job. Excellent, excellent information. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, thank you. And I appreciate you sharing this. And I think that we all need to take heed to make sure that we are all part of the solution and not part of the problem. Amen. Good word today, dear. Good word. Now, I only have really one announcement. We have a lot of announcements. I'm not going to bore you guys today. But I did want to just let everybody know that Bold, Brave, and Beautiful has been postponed. It was supposed to be this weekend, and I just made an executive decision that I need to really, really focus on this event the right way, and I just haven't been focusing. So those of you who've already signed up, because we have quite a few people who did sign up, your monies will be transferred to the rescheduled date. So the Bold, Brave, and Beautiful is probably going to be rescheduled for sometime in September. It's not going to be put off too long, but we're just so busy right now with this traveling, and I really want to focus on that event the right way. So be on the lookout for the new date for Bold, Brave, and Beautiful. And we do have, like I said, more announcements, but just be looking out because I will be sending out some information later this week. And check our Facebook pages, et cetera, because you'll have more information coming down the pipe. So once again, we thank you for joining us on this important call today. Remember, we are EPNET, where we are passionate about connecting entrepreneurs and increasing their bottom line one relationship at a time. And remember, please put the strategies into place that Charles shared today so we can get rid of this awful crabs in a barrel mentality.
Oh my goodness.
Ugh. And we need to ensure that we are all part of the solution and not part of the problem. Everybody have a phenomenal, blessed, and highly favored week. And remember, Charles and I, we're praying for you, we're thinking of you, and we know that you are all going to be repeating your affirmation every single day so that you can take your business to the top. Have a great day.
Have a blessed week.
Take care.